this continent has to be defined differently going forward. The definitions of this continent being that of military coups, being that of poverty, abject poverty, being that of autocratic governments, right? Because these are all connected, right? Coups, poverty, unemployment, bad health or poor health services, autocratic governments, non-functioning economies are connected. We must change. We must work towards changing this definition of Africa. That includes aid. If we are accessing resources through aid, through capital provisions, they must work to improve our economies. That's number one. I think sometimes these schools you're talking about are driven by lack of opportunity. So we must provide opportunities for our people, especially the young people. And sometimes we have just autocratic individuals that would like to continue benefiting alone or with a small number of people. And that's what brings in corruption as well. So I think we must do away with these ills and focus on Africa's true opportunities, given the resource endowments we have in mining, in agriculture, water, you know, good soils. We now have to deploy labor, which is labor skills. We have to deploy capital. We have to deploy technology beyond our individual country boundaries in order to work these resource endowments and create growth, trade investment, and opportunities for our people, all our people, different needs, the old, the young, the sick, you know, the retired. It's very important.
Yes, but
And democracy, rule of law. Democracy, rule of law. Staying away from negative vibes, violence. You know, militia minds, force. But it takes two to tango. Sometimes those environments arise because those of us who are in public office are not conducting ourselves properly. We're not being equitous to all our people and population categories. Sometimes it's just greed. And we must really work around that greed.